Yantimidandasya Jnananjana Chalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajataham Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Patan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyati Shatharine Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Iti Namine Shri Varshavanavi Devi Dayathaya Kripabdaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Dayane Prabhave Namaha Madhuryojvala Premadya Sri Rupanuga Bhaktida Sri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostate Namaste Gauravani Sri Murtaye Dinatharine Rupanuga Virudhapa Siddhanta Dvanta Harine Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambara Sambodhe Padam Bojayate Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Satchidananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Gaura Virbhava Bhumestvam Nirdeshta Sajjanapriya Vaishnava Sarvabhoma Sri Jagannathayate Namaha Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gaura Dveshe Namaha Pancha Tattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Jayatam Suratau Pangor Mamamanda Matirgati Matsarvasva Padam Bojao Radha Madana Mohanao Divyad Brindaranya Kalpadrumadha Sriman Ratnakara Singhasanastao Shri Shri Radha Shila Govinda Devao Prestalibi Sevya Manosmarani Sriman Rasarasarambi Bamsivata Tatastita Karshan Venu Svanayur Gopir Gopinata Sriyestunaha Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Brindabaneshwari Brishabhanu Suthe Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchak Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudhi Gaura Bhaktabinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 On behalf of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and our worshipable acharyas of the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Parampara, we begin this ceremony of initiation. Upon commencing on such ceremonies of taking vows, Srila Prabhupada would have us recite this particular verse. Om apavitra pavitro va sarvavastam gatopiva yasmaret pundarikaksham sabhayapyantara suchi Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu. These words very much encapsulate the spirit and the purpose of initiation and life itself. While wandering through the universe, through various species of life, we become more and more implicated in the distractions of trying to resolve our fears of death, fear of inconvenience to the false ego, limitless fears in this world. And trying to be happy. Ananda mayo vyashat. It is our nature to be happy because we are part and parcel of Krishna. Mamaivam so jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. The living force, the soul within all life forms is the jiva, part and parcel of Krishna. Satchidananda, eternal, full of knowledge and full of happiness. But when the soul disconnects from awareness of our relation with Krishna, we try to find that happiness through various illusory experiences. We misconceive that I'm this physical body, mamaivam so jiva loke. We forget we're the eternal soul. And we think in terms of I and mine. And that creates limitless potential divisions. When due to the influence of the ahankar, the false ego, we are divided from our own true self in our awareness, then we are potentially in be divided in every way in this world. And how many divisions do we see? The concept of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is achintya bheda bheda tattva. That we are inconceivably, simultaneously one and different from God. And we're also inconceivably one and different from each other in that sense. In the spiritual world, there is unlimited diversity. But that diversity brings us together in prema, or pure love, in limitless, exciting ways because of our unity with Krishna. In that unity with Krishna, we are united with each other. And bhakti is the basic principle that Bhagavad Gita proclaims as the highest truth. Bhakti Amam Abhijanati. True unity is in bhakti, is unconditional, unmotivated love for Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam is built on the foundation of this concept. Savai Pungsang Paro Dharma Yato Bhaktir Dhokshaje. That the supreme religion, Dharma, the supreme occupation, the supreme purpose of all life is to engage in the loving service of the Lord. And the definition of loving service is that our service is unconditional and unmotivated and uninterrupted. Unmotivated by our egos. And unconditional in the sense that whatever circumstances come upon us, we remain faithful to pleasing Krishna through our service. Atha pumbir dvijastrishtas varna shrama vivagavisha svanushtitasya dharmasya samsidir hari toshanam. Our success in life is how we please Krishna. And Krishna is only pleased by devotion. So this verse, Om Pavitra Pavitrova, is revealing that when our minds and our hearts are pure, then these natural qualities of the ecstatic, compassionate nature of the soul shines through us. It becomes the motivating force of everything we see, think, and do. Srila Prabhupada, when he described the nature of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, he gave an analogy that when a drop of water falls from a cloud, it is transparent. But when that water comes in contact with the ground, it becomes muddy. It loses its transparency. It's polluted. But through the process of filtration, we just separate the water from what is not water. It becomes purified. In other words, its natural state is restored. And in this context of the analogy Srila Prabhupada describes, similarly, we are all, our nature is to love Krishna. It's the nature of the soul. Our nature is to find limitless, eternal happiness in that love for Krishna. To live as an instrument of that happiness in every situation of life. But somehow or other, our consciousness, which is derived from the soul, in contact with material nature, becomes polluted. The false ego begins to identify not with God, but we put ourself in the center. I, me, and mine. It becomes about what is favorable for the happiness of my particular bodily designations. Whether it's in the name of individuals within a family, a society, a community, a religion, a nation, a race. People are divided in so many ways because they have forgotten who they are. This simple concept, I'm not the body, I'm a part of God, the eternal soul, is the basis of knowledge, truth. So when that water is filtered, it comes back to its natural transparent state. And the process of Krishna consciousness, the very purpose of Sanatan Dharma, is to purify our consciousness from lust, anger, envy, greed, illusion, and arrogance. Unfortunately, in this world, whether people admit it or not, we are servants of these six enemies. And when we serve our enemy, we only give our enemy strength to exploit and manipulate us. And when Maya manipulates us, then Maya uses us as her instrument to manipulate others in this world and manipulate the resources of nature. When we take shelter of Krishna, we become instruments of his karuna, his compassion. When we seek shelter in trying to live according to Maya's dictations, we become the instruments of Maya. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Prabhupada, 101 years ago, when he first met Srila Prabhupada, he explained it in this context. There are so many people trying to make solutions in this world, but they're all superficial unless they're built on the foundation of this change of consciousness, Krishna consciousness, God consciousness. When we understand that we are the eternal souls and we're living for the loving service of Krishna, then we see everything in life only for that purpose. Any other solution than this change of heart, Prahlad Maharaj explains, it simply complicates the problems. I was hearing from Srila Prabhupada this morning on a recording, he said one cannot actually perform religion unless one comes to the mode of goodness. When we take these vows, we vow to live in the mode of goodness. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating. And of course, Srila Prabhupada and his books have given us so many instructions beyond that that we need to seriously take to heart. Gossip, criticism, selfishness, all of these things are due to the modes of passion and ignorance. Initiation is to commit ourselves, to actually take vows to the path of living a life in which we are purified. And we vow to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra sincerely every day. We're vowing at least 16 rounds. Krishna is none different than his name. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Ras Vigra. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna, who has come in the spirit of the love and the compassion of Srimati Radharani, he's given us this Hare Krishna mantra as the medicine for our spiritual sickness. Enechi asadi maya nashi barulagi harinam maha mantra laudhu mimagi. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he reminds us that this is Lord Chaitanya's message. You are all spiritually ill, and I've come to bring the medicine to you. This Hare Krishna mantra. Nam nama kadi bahuda nija sarva shaktis tatra bita niyamitas varanenaka. Lord Chaitanya taught that Krishna's present incarnated in his name. Kali kale namarupe Krishna avatar. This sound vibration of Krishna's name is the avatar of Krishna. It doesn't just remind us of Krishna. The name is Krishna. Hare, that name is Sri Radha. And because Radharani and Krishna are pavitra, supremely pure, when we take shelter of these names, we become purified. But then Lord Chaitanya, after describing, my Lord, you have many names and you have empowered all of your names with your own power. Your grace, your beauty, your love is all there in your names. But in that same sloka, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives us a hint of how we can understand that. He says, but I am so fallen that I have no attraction for your names. After glorifying the holy names, Lord Chaitanya humbles himself. And then in the next verse, Trinadapi Sunichena Taror Iba Sahishnana Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. He's giving us the key, which is the essential element for our spiritual progress. We should value the way we live and how we're living and why we're living according to this principle. Striving to be more humble than a blade of grass. More tolerant, forgiving than a tree. Where we find happiness and eagerness in giving respect to others and not demanding or expecting respect for oneself. In this spirit, one could chant the holy names of the Lord constantly. Because Krishna, who is none different than his names, who is none different than the forms, beautiful form of Radha Gokulananda, who is not different than devotional service, reciprocates and reveals himself according to our surrender. The Shikshastakam is teaching us the basic principles of surrender. Natanam na janam na sundarim kavitam vajakadisha kamaye mama janmani janmani shwari bhavatad bhakti rohai tikitvai. Krishna, I do not approach you for wealth, for the pleasures of sex life, or any other type of material sense enjoyment. I have not come for fame or for followers. I do not want to be a great scholar, poet. I do not even want liberation from suffering. I only want to serve you, to please you, in whatever way, wherever you want me. If it is your desire, birth after birth after birth. This Shikshastakam is especially these beginning verses of the eight are very much the preliminary foundational principles in which we purify our hearts and make spiritual advancement. Om apavitra pavitra va sarvavastam gatopi va yasmaret pundarikaksham sabhayapyantara suci. This verse tells whatever circumstances come upon us, we remember Krishna to become purified. Srila Prabhupada quoted Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, which is very important when we conceive this idea of remembering Krishna. He said, do not try to see Krishna, but try to please Krishna in such a way that Krishna is happy to see you. And that could be applied to this concept of remembrance. Yes, we want to remember Krishna in any circumstance. Kamsa remembered Krishna, and Shishupal remembered Krishna. And they took a different kind of route of purification. But as devotees, we want to remember Krishna in such a way that Krishna is pleased to remember us. And in order to follow Krishna consciousness in a truly effective way, this principle must be our highest aspiration. And everything else in life requires to be harmonized with this principle. What will please Krishna? Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado, yasya prasada nagati kutopi. Krishna is pleased when we please our gurus in our ISKCON movement. Srila Prabhupada is our founder, Acharya. He has given the foundation through his books of what pleases Krishna. Through his books, through his life, through his divine grace. Srila Prabhupada, as Acharya, he's taught by his example. Yes, 101 years ago in Calcutta, Srila Prabhupada was given the instruction by his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, to take the message of Lord Chaitanya to the whole world in the English language. It was quite an impossible instruction. In 1922, India was still under British rule. Srila Prabhupada was married with a newborn little child. How was he supposed to do it? But he took that order as his life and soul. And he prepared himself. He took initiation from his Guru Maharaj in Prayag, the same place that Lord Chaitanya instructed Srila Rupa Goswami. He was working, serving harmoniously with his god brothers and god sisters, while at the same time responsibly raising his family. He established at that time Bhakta Godhead magazine. And Srila Prabhupada describes that at one time his Guru Maharaj was appearing to him in repeated dreams, telling him he should take sannyas and travel the world. Very difficult. In 1965, when he boarded Jaladuta after leaving his eternal home in Vrindavan, he just had a few rupees. In those days, equal to about $7. In those days, that was probably about £4. Can you imagine going on a cargo ship, not knowing anybody? And in his diary, he wrote, "I'm always feeling the presence of my spiritual master." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, the supreme guru, Jagat Guru, he appeared as an acharya. He appeared in the role of a devotee. He went to Gaya to take initiation from his spiritual master, Ishwara Puri, rendering the most humble services. He was massaging the feet of his guru, massaging his legs, cooking for him, cleaning for him. And he only established the Sankirtan movement after he was given the order of his guru. Before that, he was Nimai Pandit. He hadn't established his very purpose until he got that instruction. Srila Prabhupada, following in his footsteps in the same way. So in trying to please Srila Prabhupada, all Diksha Gurus, Shiksha Gurus, temple presidents, GBCs, Pujaris, book distributors, congregational members, mothers, fathers, children, teachers, whatever service we may be rendering, we're all unitedly trying to play our roles to assist Srila Prabhupada in the mission that he gave his life on the order of his Guru Maharaj. There's a beautiful lecture on Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's disappearance day, where Srila Prabhupada describes some of the history of his relationship with his Guru Maharaj. And then he appealed to his devotees. He said, I'm very old and it's imminent that I can die at any moment. But you are all the representatives of my Guru Maharaj. Please carry on this mission. And Srila Prabhupada thanked all the devotees for their efforts. And he cried. It's one of the most emotional experiences hearing this recording of Srila Prabhupada crying in his gratitude and appreciation for all the devotees assisting him. Taking this spirit is really what ISKCON is meant to be. Understanding how Srila Prabhupada is seeing every other devotee as a representative of his guru and crying in gratitude for helping. And as the Acharya, he's teaching us how to see each other. In this world, there will be endless distractions from the true path of devotional service. It is inevitable. Through whatever situations we're passing through, we must remember our real purpose. What will please Krishna? How to actually express our love for Krishna? How to express to Krishna, I really do want to love you and serve you. So when we take vows, when we make a commitment, we're installing within our consciousness how it is the highest priority. It's quite an inconvenience to take vows. Why do our acharyas ask us to take vows? Because ultimately they want us to be happy. They don't want us to just be inconvenienced. Tapodivyam putrakayena sattvam. Because the tapasya of taking these vows is actually the road to real happiness. Because unless we seriously see our life through the lens of the commitments we make, then it's too easy to be distracted. There's vows for marriage. There's vows for initiation. Why take vows? Simply because it's not easy to actually follow the path of Dharma truly. It's not easy. There are so many alternatives that will attract the mind and the senses. There's so many easy ways to go on with our life. But we commit ourselves. We take vows that doesn't matter if it's easy or not easy. What matters is it what my Guru and Krishna want? So that's what this initiation is about. A commitment to the Guru Parampara. A commitment to, according to our capacity to study our beloved founder Acharya's books, and to apply the spirit of his life by assisting in his mission. A commitment to taking shelter of the holy names of the Lord every day in whatever situation may come to us. A commitment to living by these moral principles. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada would say that initiation is not the goal. It's actually the beginning of the path to reach the goal. And as we make spiritual advancement, actual spiritual advancement, we experience Krishna's beauty, Krishna's opulence of greatness. And we feel humbled by that. You could only actually be falsely proud and arrogant and condescending toward others when we're disconnected from Krishna. When we're connected to Krishna, we see Krishna as the spirit within everyone. And we realize that I am insignificant. Now, in the material sense, that's a pathetic psychological state to feel oneself insignificant. Because people need to feel valued. And when we deal with each other, we shouldn't try to make people feel insignificant. We should try to make people feel valued. Because we're trying to serve Krishna within them. But ourselves, the more we understand the greatness and the beauty and the glory of Krishna, the more we realize we're insignificant. And in that insignificance, the doors to ecstatic love are open. Because then our life becomes about Krishna, not about the ego. So these taking of vows, this making commitment, is a forewarning. Things will not always always go the way you want them to go. Sometimes things will go drastically averse to what we want. Abrama bhuvana loka punaravartano arjana mamupechita konti apunarjanma navidyate. And from a material perspective, you can't get out of that situation of suffering from the highest planet to the lowest. But if we take shelter of Krishna, Krishna is all merciful, all powerful. And Srila Prabhupada, he came from Vrindavan on behalf of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and all of our acharyas, not only to give us love for Krishna, love for God. Love of God is the essence and the goal of every religion. But to give us entrance into Radha and Krishna's eternal pastimes in Vrindavan. Srila Rupa Goswami at Prayag, where Srila Prabhupada was initiated, he offered this prayer. Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gaudatvishe. Lord Chaitanya is most munificent of all incarnations. Every true incarnation of God is God bestowing mercy upon this world, opening the doors to spiritual happiness, opening the doors to the spiritual. But of all incarnations, Lord Chaitanya is so specially munificent. He's not only forgiving us of all of our sins and giving us love of God, but he's giving us the opportunity for the love of God in Vrindavan, where Krishna is conquered by our love. Where Krishna becomes a devotee's friend, child, or lover. And Rupa Goswami is marveling that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving this revelation, the most complete experience of love of God in the spiritual world, and he's giving it to people in the age of Kali. Kali Yuga. Whether we like it or not, we're living here. It's the age of quarrel and hypocrisy. Kalera dostani de raja nasti heka mahanguna kirtana deva krishna sya mukta sangha parambraje. This age of Kali is an ocean of faults. Now, if you're flying over the Atlantic Ocean and you fall out of the plane into the ocean, are you surprised that you're wet? Because that's all around you. As far as you, beyond your control, there's just water. So Srimad Bhagavatam declares that Kali Yuga is an ocean, not of water, but of faults. And the ocean of Kali is millions of times deeper and wider than the Atlantic Ocean. And we're right in the middle of it. and so is everybody else. What to do? We shouldn't be surprised when we see all the stuff going on. It's all forecast. It's all predicted. If we just look to all the faults, we just drown in those faults. But there's one benediction. That simply taking shelter of the holy name of Krishna, one can achieve the perfection of liberation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving the experience of love of God in its fullest to the people of Kali Yuga. Parama karuna pahuntui jana nitai guru chandra. But it's not easy. Relatively, it's easy. The Srimad Bhagavatam describes to achieve love of God, this state of liberation in other ages, one has to be living under the strictest circumstances of austerity and be meditating in that state for tens of thousands of years. But if we're just sincere and serious and live without ulterior motives, try to be a servant of the Lord and chant the holy names, Lord Chaitanya is giving that highest revelation of love of God to every one of us. That is munificence. It's so special and so rare. Lord Chaitanya only comes once in a day of Brahma. So this is the matchless gift that Srila Prabhupada has presented to us. So for those of you who are taking initiation and those of you who are aspiring for initiation or who have already been initiated, we all have to recommit ourselves actually every day. Simultaneous, it's so easy and it's so difficult. That doesn't make sense, but it's what we have to work with in our life. Just to be a servant of a servant of a servant, to live a good and moral life, in the sense of orienting whatever we do, speak, or think for the pleasure of Guru, Krishna, and the Vaishnavas. To chant God's holy names, to dance, to sing, to take prasad, it's very easy. But because in Kali Yuga, Maya presents so many obstacles, it's also very difficult. So we need to be very sincere. I'm very honored today at Bhaktivedanta Manor. Srila Prabhupada so much loved to be here, right where we're sitting in this part of England. Srila Prabhupada would say, that nice young boy, Sriman George Harrison, is has given us this Bhaktivedanta manner. And there's some recordings where Prabhupada is telling all devotees, please bless him. But Srila Prabhupada was so happy here. He would meet some of the most influential leaders of the world here. He made it his European headquarters. So we are fortunate. I'm remembering in my own little life, I was living at New Vrindavan at the time when Bhaktivedanta Manor was given to Srila Prabhupada. So I never got to come here to see it, but I used to hear about it. And every now and then we'd see in a Back to Godhead there would be photos of Srila Prabhupada at Bhaktivedanta Manor. I was thinking I'll never have the opportunity to actually go there and be there. But I would dream of coming here. And here we are. Trying to serve Srila Prabhupada in these strange ways. For me, it's strange giving initiation. I'm just trying to be the servant of your servants. But I'm so grateful to all of you. I am deeply grateful to each and every one of you today for coming forward to make this commitment, to take these vows, to commit your lives in the loving service of Radha Gokulananda. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.